Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
What's wrong?
The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Wish all the welcome and listeners out. Great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also our friends at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. And good morning, Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Rock 95. Our question today, what game can you not play anymore and why? Here is a story of a Murfers Free old man, and he is facing serious charges.
Hang on. It's like Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro?
Do you know this? It's like Murfreesboro. It's such a dumb...
Murfreesboro.
It's a really stupid name, and it just bothers me. I don't know why.
What state is that in again?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Murfreesboro man.
Oh, you know how to say it, Mike?
Yeah.
There we go. I've been told that it's Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
What did you call it?
Murfreesboro.
I bet I know some people down there.
There's some Murphys
in my family.
One of them is by Chattanooga. He is facing serious charges after he allegedly stabbed his girlfriend. When Detective Timothy Harris arrived at the address, he found the victim covered in blood. According to police, the woman had lacerations on her arms and swelling on her face. The woman advised that her significant other assaulted and stabbed her. The attack reportedly started over a Monopoly board game while the two were consuming alcoholic beverages.
Monopoly, man.
With the niece and that niece's husband. During the attack, the victim advised that Tommy Hurst Jr. punched her several times while threatening to kill her. She also suggested that the 36-year-old man grabbed a box cutter during the assault and then cut the victim. At one point, the victim hit Hurst over the head with a liquor bottle while trying to defend herself. Jeez. The fight ended with another family member calling 911. That family member, along with a 2-year-old child, witnessed the assault and gave a statement. Hurst had to be treated by paramedics on the scene for a wound to her forehead while the victim was transported to a hospital again. This was a fight over Monopoly.
Do you think Monopoly had any idea how much trouble it would cause when they release this board game?
No, but there's a psychological analysis of board games and why they cause people to lose their mind.
But there's certain ones, like Monopoly seems universal. You know, like,
yes.
Monopoly, if you, and what, I don't know, I've never enjoyed the game of Monopoly, and not because everyone went to crap, just it's such a long game and I find it boring. But I felt like, if I want to spend hours getting people pissed off, like, we'll go on a long cross-country trip.
Mm-hmm.
Be aggravated that way. But yeah, Monopoly, man. I don't know what it is. Someone here says Uno. Uno was banned from my group of friends years ago. Caused too many fights, especially when the girlfriends play. That's true, man. Uno.
What is it about Uno? I thought Uno was more of a game of chance.
It's
but
this.
But you can screw
this
people over.
This is why. Oh. Because if we're playing Uno and we're getting rid of our colors or our numbers or whatever the cards are, You know, you want to get down your Uno, and you say Uno, and you're feeling good about yourself, and you realize, say, if you're playing with four people, two of them have been watching your card count go down. So when it comes our turn, we hit you with the draw four, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if
so it's like demeaning to someone else, like, I'll get
if
you.
If someone has said Uno and you hit them with a draw four, like, there's a chance they'll shoot you under the table. It is unbelievable the reaction this game gets. Or if it's the reverse, you know, draw two. People lose their freaking mind. Like,
okay.
To me, it's just a real simple, well, fun game. But people get pissed.
Yeah, it's kind of like spades, right? Because it's kind of understood, at least I always played spades, it was understood that you and your partner are probably going to cheat a little bit. It's like
wait. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, like, cheat? Like, how does, if you say, okay, both sides are going to cheat a little bit, how much can you cheat and still be within the rules of your cheat allowance? You know what I'm saying?
Like, does anybody in here play spades?
No, I don't.
But I mean,
oh, well, it's part of the, like, you have little signals to let somebody know if you had, like, the big joker or the little joker.
Okay.
Oh, I did not
all
know
right,
that.
So that's part of that.
But again, how I grew up playing, it was always part of the game, but I have definitely been called out. They're like, you guys can't be partners anymore.
Right. Oh, wait, so that's not actually part of the game.
Yeah, it depends on where you're from.
Sure.
Say, so, I'm not from your house.
It depends on the games you play and what the rules are, like anything else. There was two NFL players.
The game was taught to me in a certain place I grew up. It was, yeah, man, everybody cheats a little bit.
Two NFL players, one maybe an incoming Seahawk, and the other guy, I think, plays for the Giants. There was an incident at a party in somewhere in Florida, I believe Miami. The initial incident report came out that these guys robbed people or whatever, and now no one's talking about exactly what happened, but there was an argument or whatever the deal was, but there's no one's making any statements right now, so it's not really clear what the whole deal was, but the one thing that was mentioned in the article was the fact that it started over a dice game.
Yep. I can believe that.
I mean, look, as soon as you saw that story, you're like, right, two NFL players, like, obviously they were in a party, a fight broke out, and
I think it was an argument over dice.
Oh, yeah.
To some degree, or maybe whatever the deal was, but maybe nothing happened. Either way, they said they're playing dice.
Dice can lead to some things.
That always seemed a little risky for my taste.
Think about where dice is played most often.
Dice is chance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
you tell that to the dude who's shooting.
Right.
You're just lucky, bro.
You can't rig a game when you're rolling dice. Like, if I could, I'd go to Vegas, and you know what I mean?
You can in Vegas. That's why they changed the dice out, man. You've seen Casino. You can file down, like, certain parts of it and make it roll a certain number all the time.
Huh.
Don't act like you don't know.
I did not know that.
Get out
of here. Oh,
yeah. What game could you not play anymore and why? 844-999-0.
I'll tell you this, Miles.
Put him in the bathroom.
Every time you say stuff like that, Vegas just wants you to come back.
Right.
They're like, I love that man. Right. You can do what?
Do you even gamble when you go?
I mean, I'll play the slots. I mean, half the time I'm just getting drunk. You know me.
Yeah.
We do drugs. We drink. Yeah. Slot machines.
I love, with that said, I love shooting dice in casinos.
I know. You've always been a dice guy. But that's a casino. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, boys.
Liquor and whores.
Hello, Mike.
So, other ways you could cheat at dice, you could load the dice, just as an aside.
How are you going to load it if I'm in front of people, though?
Right, but that's true. But I'm just saying, that is a possibility. So, the game that I cannot play anymore, and this is one for the video game category, is the first person shooter called Planetside 2. And the only reason is because out of a 2,000 or so player base, there is one person on there who is just that toxic. He goes by the handle of Tenacrit.
Do you think it's like a 13-year-old kid? And
what I'm guessing... here's the troubling part. I don't know this for certain, but I've heard from word of mouth he actually posted child porn at one point.
Oh, well, God.
He might only just be getting out of his teens.
Okay, all right. And
but it's hard to know. It's hard to know.
Players just hate him as well.
Listen, my kid's on Xbox, whatever the hell they play, whatever the hell it is they're playing, whatever the hell. And he talks to his friends, whoever the hell they are. But I do know that there is one kid in particular, not just my son, but his little group of friends that play on the teams and do whatever the hell it is they're doing. As soon as this kid pops up on the, like, invite or whatever it is you do to make all this happen, like, they will just stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure. I mean, and it's just, it's the same thing. I hear what you're saying, so I'm not big in video game world, but now with the headsets, you know, you're communicating. And even with perfect strangers, for the most part, you have a common task. So they set up the strategies, and it's a pretty cool thing to witness. But there is this one dude, now if I see his handle pop up, I don't say anything. I just wait for my son to notice it, And he's just like, I hate this guy. I hate this dude.
This guy is just that bad. Like, I don't even want to deal with him muted.
And it doesn't make sense.
Is it what comes out of his mouth or the actions of how he plays the game?
Oh, yeah. He acts like he's the toast of the town. Like, he's all that. His parents are basically buying him games so that he, does well.
He just heated up some pizza rolls.
It should be the other way around.
He's not like anybody else, probably. Just heated up some pizza
rolls. You got to hear the kids say. Believe me, man.
Is it bad?
There's certain things that I let slide because you hear the occasional cuss word and I go, look. You know damn well, look, if you keep it under, here's the whole thing. I don't care what you do, but if I find out you're in trouble, because that's how life works, right? There are things you keep from everybody. If you get busted, you're busted. That said, I understand in this game, you got shot in the face by a sniper. I get it. It slips out, right? I mean, that's fair. But other dudes come on, and it's just different. It is. It's different because they're not responding to what's happening. They're just.
And you also you also don't know exactly who you're talking to other than a handle. You don't know if this is a 10-year-old girl.
Know.
You don't know if this is an 80-year-old guy.
Right, so that's why people on the internet, they don't care. It's like back in the when I was in high school, there was America Online, like chat rooms.
Right.
People would say horrible stuff because it was.
It will never change. Yeah, I mean, this is the truth of life. It can be social media. It can be video games. It can be AOL. Like, it's never going to change. If you can be anonymous, you'll find the awful people.
What game can you not play anymore and why? 844-999-OLA.
See you in the gulag.
Hello, Brett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this is another one for the video game category. So my game is League of Legends. Been playing the game for about 10 years.
Wait, you know this game, Ted?
League of Legends is like the famous one that all the teams play, that like they have the giant esport events.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yes, that's the one. Been playing it since about 2010, 2009.
What sport in particular?
Top lane, just esports.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had 19 different banned accounts.
Wow. So you're the one
in
getting banned?
Years, yeah. Yeah, I'm the one getting banned.
Why are you getting banned? What'd you say?
Back in the day, like when I was a teenager, it was just raging all the time. And nowadays, it's a lot of people, like before I quit, were like accusing me of win trading and stuff because I've been like challenger ranked for the past like 3 years. So it's not worth the effort anymore.
They think you're doing what now?
Win trading. So essentially when you pay people on the enemy team, like, yo, give me a win real quick. And then there's ways you can cheat the server and stuff like that.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I don't quite understand if I understood this completely, but this is a story that just came out this week. So there is Formula E driving, right? So this guy named Daniel Abt, he's a German racing driver. He has become a fixture on the Formula E grid series since its inception. He lost his drive with Audi Sport after a weird series of events during this weekend's race where many of the real world drivers took to R Factor 2 to compete in an event. It became apparent that Abt had employed a ringer to drive in his place.
Ooh.
Suspicions emerged when Abt became much more competitive than he had been in previous rounds and were further aroused by the Zoom feed purporting to show Abt having the driver obscured by various equipment. Some drivers took it in good humor, but they figured out it was a guy named Lorenz Horsing, who is actually a professional driver. Both of them have been suspended and can no longer play. So did he get a stunt driver?
From what it sounds like, it sounds like he just got like a straight up like an actual driver for his car, man.
Right, because he's an actual, so they have like different versions. They have just the people that play e-games, right? Then they have like the races with the actual drivers who are trying
He got a pro driver to drive his e-race.
Right, but he's a pro driver, but he's not pro at driving e-races. So he brought in a better e-racer to drive.
All right.
I'll be damned.
And that race had Mario Andretti in it, who's like in his 80s. That makes That's sense. Wrong. I watched it.
Damn.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming off the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC right after emails on our question, what game can you not play anymore and why? 844-999-OLA.
And sorry, I got a bunch of peanut M&M's in my mouth.
Mm. Oh, M&M's, you say?
Oh. Because we don't have Reese's Pieces, you son of a bitch. Because I'd have gone down the road if they had Reese's Pieces. I'd have gotten Reese's Pieces. We got peanut M&M's. But more than anything, man, in the comments, it's been Uno.
Uno is the one.
Uno is the game, and again, it should just be a fun game, man. Do not let it just sit. Although that said, the only time I have physically gotten into a fight with someone over a game, it was my brother years ago. We only got one fight physically in our entire life. This was a moment. The beauty of it was just the sound. We're playing Connect Four, right? All the checkers and all that. And I don't remember what happened, but I got pissed. Imagine that. And as the words went back and forth, I grabbed the board, swung it at him. It's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing now, but hit him in the head with this thing. But when you hit him, the little release on the bottom let go, dude, checkers went everywhere. So it sounded like I smashed him over the head with a glass table.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Then he picked me up and threw me into a guitar to fight it. But that's the only time I got into a fight about a game.
Connect Four is intense, man. I got a buddy right now who's probably the best Connect Four player on the planet.
I mean, come on.
Really?
Yeah, Marshawn.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm watching him play other people on the internet now.
Huh. I'll tell you one thing that is funny, and I never thought of this, but you have kids. I mean, your kids are real little. You know, they learn all the basic games. Tic-tac-toe. Man, if you want to make your kid cry at a restaurant, I mean, just put them in tears. It's not about beating them in tic-tac-toe.
Tying them.
No. It's how fast you can do it, right? And you keep trying to tell them the strategy, And my son would cry for like 18 months, man. He always wanted to play. And I'm like, all right, listen, we'll play. They gave us crayons. We got the paper. But if we do this, man, you can't get pissed about it because this is life. Kept whipping his ass. Last time I played him, this is the last time I played him tic-tac-toe, he wiped me out.
Really?
Oh, I figured it
and
out.
And he even asked, he goes, did you let me win? I was pissed. I'm like, no, I didn't let you win, man.
As the story goes, with all of us having to isolate at home, board games have made a reappearance on our coffee tables. But could your favorite game put a strain on your relationship and ultimately lead to some divorce papers being thrown your way? Now, maybe it won't go that far, but either way, OnBuy.com was curious to find out what are the most dangerous games for your relationship.
All
they
right.
asked 1,200 respondents which are the ones that caused at least one argument. And if you value having peace in your home, perhaps avoid these games. Number one, Steve, as you said, is the game known as Clue.
It's unbelievable.
At 87%, first on the list of relationship-breaking board games is Clue. You probably didn't expect that. I'm not sure why the people who played the game admitted to getting into an argument with their partners over it, but in fact they did.
Because there's deception. People don't like to be deceived, even if the point of the game is deception.
What if you go like to a murder dinner mystery thing kind of thing? Is that somewhat like Clue?
I think it's exactly like Clue. Right,
Mike,
exactly.
You're more familiar with this, I believe. So the idea is, we're like all Clue. The train, and then, but isn't like one of us, we're told we're the murderer?
Somebody on the train is a murderer.
But like we're doing this, and maybe you're the murderer, but they somehow.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
My God, we do a murder mystery train tour.
Is it a live game of Clue? Is that the idea?
Basically, that's what it is. So I took part in one. They found it online, actually. We turned it into my sister's birthday party. Brought a whole bunch of people over, and you can print out these very specific cards that will tell you who your character is. Now, on there, it will tell you that you are either the murderer or the victim, or it just gives you what your character is. And then it'll give you notes to talk about, a backstory of things that you need to mention. And then at some point, a couple people disappear. Actually, a handful of people disappear, so nobody knows who's about to die, who's supposedly going to be the one killing them, blah-da-da-blah-da-da-blah. And then somebody happens upon the dead body, and then everybody then walks around and uses these talking points to try to figure out who exactly it was.
Does it tell you how the killing's done, or can you choose that on your own?
Yeah.
Why do you want to choose how you kill someone.
You know what?
Bro.
As I recall, I don't think that there was any actual murder scenario other than they happened to be in the same spot.
Are you playing?
So if you wanted to grab the candlestick, Ted, and meet him in the library, you go okay. right for
Let
it.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible that you play as a team or do you play as an individual?
Because you don't know what anyone else is up
like,
to,
are
right?
you pairing up with somebody else?
There's probably there's some scenarios out there where you can create a team, but the way that we did it was all individual. And everybody got a guess. Even the victim did not know who she was killed by, which okay. happened to be the birthday girl, which was really kind of disappointing.
Oh, that's perfect. Happy She's birthday.
Not able to have fun with it.
Nice.
But yeah, at the end of it, we all kind of... Actually, you know what? I don't think it actually even said who the killer was.
That's a true mystery. Oh.
That was whoever was hosting the thing had the official sheet that said, no, it's this person, and here's the scenario that went down. So I don't think even the killer knew that they were the killer.
If you're in an escape room, you play with a team, right?
Yeah, an escape room is different. I did that for the first time. I could see how some people might not be invited back to do that. The group I was with, we were all fine, but we had 1 hour to solve some clues to get out of this room. And all the stuff, it's kind of, what was the book? Like, angels and demons and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, here's a Latin phrase here. Look at this thing in the mirror. But each way they choose to serve up clues has nothing to do with the way they serve up other clues. So you kind of have to change your mind frame every time you're trying to solve something. You're only supposed to get 60 minutes. Took us 71. Guy cut us some slack. But either way, mm-hmm. we did finally get out. But I did think, because you're in there, right? And there's four of us in there. And you're just in there. And I thought, man, I'm with the right people. And you start thinking of the people like, oh my God, if I was in here with so-and-so, I'd have killed him already.
Right,
for
right.
sure. So yeah, but I want to do that again.
You didn't think about how? Number two yeah. on the list of games that maybe will get you in a heated argument with your significant other, that would be Monopoly. Monopoly, and they bring it 81%. And basically, like, it's just what your trigger points are. So on Monopoly, it's, you know, you're laughing at the fact that your significant other is going bankrupt and you're a part of that.
Yeah, yeah, that's
going
funny.
To jail.
It's not our fault she sucks.
Yeah, that's the okay. game, criminal.
So what is it about Scrabble that would piss you off?
Well, I just don't play it, so I can't answer.
The answer is...
People don't believe some words you play are actually words.
That is correct.
Get the dictionary.
Not only that...
Oh, that's all you hear.
Not only that, but the fact it's an intelligent game. So as far as people making fun of somebody for, like, missing a word or not knowing anything to put down or whatever the deal is... It's
bro, that's what it is, really.
Yeah. There's a game called Articulate. Does anyone know the game Articulate?
I don't.
71% say it's rather hard to play this game while crying because your partner is winning. 71% of respondents says this seemingly innocent board game got them into some very tense conversation with their significant others. That is followed by another game of knowledge, Trivial Pursuit.
Again, nothing to be... Either you know the answer or you don't.
While knowledge is power, knowing how to take a loss is also powerful and can save your relationship. On this one, it's based on what you're answering. So, in other words, if you're just go completely...
Because I'm making fun of you, or...
Yeah, somebody doesn't know a simple answer. It seems like a simple answer to you.
Right. Sure.
Then it's just like, honey, how can you be this dumb?
Yeah, right? And it's big dumb.
But comments like that don't help.
If you phrase it like that, yes, for sure. You are so stupid.
If you ask...
You think I'm dumb? Well, I don't mm-hmm. think you're smart, but I'm right. not going to call you dumb, all right?
That's rude. Have you ever lost a game on purpose to please your partner?
No. I'm also still single.
73% said absolutely not. No one's losing. I mean, no, they're not going to throw a game.
Games get tense.
I don't even let children win games.
You don't throw anything. I mean, who wants to throw anything?
No.
I mean, I'd throw a game if there's a ton of money on it.
I know, but what sure. would the scenario be? Like, why would you throw a goal in public soccer? Like, what would have to happen? You know what I mean? You're not going to, right? There's no circumstance.
Right. What is the reason?
I mean, are we filming a video for, like, Make-A-Wish?
Because you're beating the other team 12-0. Right. I mean, like, yeah, what?
What is the scenario? I mean,
you're right.
You're not the one in. I mean,
I don't know. If somebody from the other team was like, here's $200, let us win today.
Only $200?
What if it was a hot blonde you're playing against? You know what I mean?
Tell us she sucks. Like, what can I buy you a drink?
What's the scenario where you let one go through?
You know what? I couldn't. Not on that league.
Yeah, it's on me. Right.
What do you feel right?
And I think that's the same with it. I'm not throwing a game of pool. I'm not throwing
no.
any. I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to try to beat you. I'm not going to cheat.
If you beat me,
it's
because I suck. Know that.
Have you ever
I guess if somebody said, hey, my kid's terrible at this sport, we let him win, I'd be like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever stopped playing a game because it would lead to argument?
I think I have. I think I've walked away. It's not worth it.
I have been playing games where people said, we need to stop because you're annoying me.
Okay, that's a little different.
Okay.
I haven't
left the field, no.
Our question, what game can you not play anymore and why? 844-999-OLA.
I'll say my personal experience, the two games were Pictionary and Cranium. Those are the games where things descend into awful, awful.
Cranium's awesome, though.
Again, I enjoy these games. I understand that maybe you don't understand what my clay sculpture is. I'm not a sculptor. Why are you so upset about this?
I think the one that I will avoid probably for the rest of my life now. It's not the most exciting game in the world or sport, but for whatever reason, I think I'm officially done with softball.
Yeah, I'm done.
We talked about just like the idea of the culture of softball.
Yeah.
And just what can happen with softball. And as far as adults go, I can't think of a sport that brings more physical violence with a bunch of people who are getting together to have a good time. That it doesn't happen in a bowling alley. It doesn't happen in a lot of different places. It doesn't happen in a packed bar. On a softball field, the combination of the alcohol, the combination of the chirping, whatever it is, somebody slides into someone.
Something happens. Right.
There's always shenanigans. It's never at the bar afterward or whatever, but it always just seems like there's... And then I get hurt somehow. I pull a hammy. Like, the whole thing is just, to me, a mess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like your sport's right behind softball, guy.
What's that?
Golf.
As far as what? Getting in a fight?
Like people are, yeah. I remember like 2 years ago, some dude killed another dude. Is he like,
it happens.
Up, wait, they what? Like hit up on their group or something?
Absolutely happens.
Whoa. People get pissed.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely happens.
It does sound relaxing. I'll look into that.
Right.
Jesus Christ, man.
Thank God there's no alcohol involved.
Right.
Right. That's the thing. Look, trust me. I like softball. I like golf enough. But I feel like... It's both like a bunch of dudes doing a sport and drinking.
And drinking
and
a lot.
And it's always like two guys who are like 75. It's never like two 23-year-old bros going at it. You know, it's always combination of just like, you know, like, you hit into me!
Right.
Well, even in the Jordan documentary, he hits a tee shot and kind of goes, four! And then they're like, ooh, I think that might have hit him. He's like, well, I yelled four.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look, I remember when I used to play golf.
He's Michael Jordan.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's the mentality. I remember when we played golf, like, we used to sometimes, if you hit up on our group twice, we'd tee them up and hit them back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or there's all these passive-aggressive acts. First of all, you run over their ball, and you plant it down on the ground with your golf cart. You throw it backward. If it's in the fairway, you kick it into the weeds. I mean, trust me.
Winter rules.
It's about as Seattle as you can be. What game can you not play anymore, and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tambria. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
So, I used to play hacky sack all the time. Love it. Go to concerts, outdoor music festivals, pet fest, whatever, camping. Can't do it anymore.
Based on your physical ability?
Yeah, my knees tend to dislocate.
Yeah.
Now I have arthritis, so...
Okay. What is the ultimate goal of hacky sack? Is it the amount of touches, or is it the amount of time that the hacky sack stays in the air?
Or do you just not want to be the person that lets it touch the ground?
All of the above.
Okay. So it's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah. The goal is for everyone in the circle to hit it before it falls.
All right.
And you want to keep it going as long as possible.
Based on your experience in playing in many different states of mind, what would you say is the best way to join a hacky sack group? Would you say it's better to be stoned, to have a little bit of alcohol in you, or to be on something else? As far as your focus, your concentration?
Definitely stoned.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
She said outdoor concerts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Do you have to be on acid to do this better? Like, you know, my concentration's crazy. My footwork's amazing.
I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but I feel like if you're hacky sacking or in a drum circle, like...
I assume you're baked.
Right.
Listen,
I would be shocked if there's a psychedelic involved.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. Exactly. If you gave me like 15 different scenarios and said, I need you to find a Baja / drug rug, whatever the proper name. If I see people in a drum circle or playing hacky sack, I will begin there.
Yeah,
because you can be done.
I'm not sure what to think when I stumble upon a drum circle.
I know what I think.
I mean, I just kind of like,
If I were to ask you for a hit of your weed, am I obligated to sit?
Right.
Because if I'm not...
Can I give you a dollar or something and just walk away?
Like, what if I just want to hit your weed, but I don't want to sit in a drum circle?
I like drum circles.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be more apt to try hacky sack. I'm sure the hacky sackers would be pissed because I would suck, but I would rather do that than drum circle.
Can you step into a drum circle with a different instrument? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like, what if I have a guitar, right? And I stumble upon this camp.
I don't think it's deep enough.
At Golden Gardens. And they're beating on their drums.
If you know somebody, like, I have a buddy that's very good, right? He plays in drum circles all the time. Him and a couple other buddies get together and a couple of guitar players.
Okay.
I think the guaranteed way.
You need to know the people.
I don't know. I bet you. Now, look, it's a drum circle. And just based on what I believe might be their mindset at the time that they're drumming and drumming. If I roll up with something like a didgeridoo or a sitar.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Like ambient noise in the back.
Right. Like, if it's just a regular guitar, they're going to judge you like, all right, man, is he singing Kumbaya? Is he doing? Mm-hmm. You show up with a sitar, they're like, oh, please sit down.
The instrument that gets you directly into a drum circle, mouth harp.
Mouth harp?
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get out of here.
Are you being for real?
Oh, yeah.
What? Really?
If you play the harmonica, you're in.
No, the mouth harp. Completely different.
Oh, yeah,
one of
you're
the
right.
Oldest ancient instruments all across the world. You see it in South America, Germany.
Yeah. You saw it at Burning Man, I'm guessing.
No, I saw it in a yurt. But I have been to festivals and I said to somebody, I go, you playing the mouth harp? And they're like, yeah, how'd you know? And I was like, I know all about it. But it is weird. This instrument was in the Americas and Europe at the same time centuries ago. So it's one of those things. Like, how do they all have the same instrument?
Because they all have them. I remember in fifth grade, a kid named Bobby something, right? It's back in Rochester. And he had a mouth harp, but he didn't tell anyone for about two classes that he had the mouth harp. So I remember a math class, the teachers want him out, whatever. But they turned around and they start writing something up on the board. And you just hear this weird, right? And everyone's, but nobody knows where this is coming from. And it's like that weird Dukes of Hazzard background noise they do all the time. And this would happen like four or five times. The teacher's losing his mind, Mr. Doyle. Mr. Doyle is freaking out while he's yelling at the whole class. And honestly, man, we're like, look, we know it's one of us, but we don't know the us it's from. We get to the next class. It's biology or something. Same thing. You kind of forget that it's happened. The teacher starts freaking out again.
I have to look at
it. It wasn't until we got to the cafeteria. Bobby broke this thing out. But would he, to give you an idea of how quickly it spread from teacher to teacher that when you find this person, like, light them on fire and kill them. It was just annoying. So we get to the cafeteria. He finally pulls it out. And we go, oh, that's kind of cool. And he shows us how to do it. And we all kind of chuckle. It really wasn't a big deal. Lunch ladies came over. Two teachers came up. Man, they snatched his ass out. Took him to the principal's. We didn't see him for 2 days.
Does the mouth harp guy get chicks based on what he's doing?
At a festival, yeah.
He does.
Okay. He's playing a cool old instrument that not many people. Many people don't even know what the hell it's at. If you heard it,
you know the sound.
What is that? But yeah, people that can actually play it can play like songs on it. And stuff.
We need to get some mouth harp audio.
What's up? What game can you not play anymore, and why? 844-999 Ola. More calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
What game can you not play anymore and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, Jeff.
Hola.
So when I got married, when I was engaged to be married, my wife told me that I could not participate in games of Risk with her uncles and cousins.
So she already comes from a family of people that play Risk. My brother was a big Risk player, and it never appealed to me. Look, I have a rough idea of what it was, but it seemed to me that when he played, this is a game that lasted all weekend. Is that about right?
And I read a review on games that cause fights. Risk is one of those games. And the first thing it said is, Risk makes Monopoly look like it's moving at the speed of light.
I'll tell you this. There was a Risk discrepancy in her family, and it has not been repaired yet. And this was in 2008.
So who were the two people that got into the big brouhaha?
It was an uncle and then a nephew of another brother.
So this is a family game. This is something that everybody in the family has been playing for a number of years. They're all obviously pretty good at it to be at the point where they care that much and it's just kind of gotten out of hand.
Well, basically, yeah, exactly. And then what they'll do is they'll say, hey, we're an alliance together. We're going to team up our guys. We're going to go after this, that, and the other thing. Then there's hand signals and eye signals across the table, and actually other alliances are going on. Then they team up and they go after the person they said they had the alliance with, and then everything just goes to hell. And
it sounds like Survivor.
But I what ended up happening? Like, what was the comp? Did the board go flying? Were there punches thrown? What?
A sliding glass door and a porch was shattered.
Damn. That's not cheap.
No. No, it was, yeah, that is basically somebody got mad, picked up through a chair, through a sliding glass door.
Oh.
And, and those relationships have now been repaired, and it's been 12 years.
Yeah.
But you play Risk, and so it has to kill you on some level. Like, hey, there's this other group of people in my family that also play Risk, but you are forbidden from playing with them because obviously they're crazy.
Oh, she flat out told me, she's like, if you want to get married on good terms, you are not sitting at this table.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. I mean, look, if that's all she told you, and that's what every family has a warning. If that's the warning, just don't play sure. Risk with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they try everything, too. Like, oh, what are you, a name for a small cat? You know, are you this? Are you that? You know, you can't come to the table.
Well, what are you, chicken? Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Do you know how to play Risk? Do you play it well?
I have played it, but it's an activity. I don't think it's something that somebody should be that good at, and I wasn't going to get involved all that.
It's kind of like certain families all play cribbage or whatever. Like, I don't know anyone who actively plays Risk ever had. We have the game.
Wrong,
that's what I'm saying. The rules are a lot.
We had the game, and like I said, my brother, he played that. There was another game at the time that he loved called Stratego. I believe that was somewhat similar, for me, it was easy, right? Because I'm the youngest of two. He is 5 years older. So there's a decent enough gap. And one thing I recognized early on, the things that my brother is interested in as far as board games and that kind of thing, there's zero chance I'll have any interest. He liked Monopoly. I hate Monopoly. Risk lasts forever. I ain't got the time. Stratego, again, I don't remember it specifically, but I believe it was like another military thing, but it seemed very involved. And he had a group of friends, but I noticed he played Stratego with a certain group of friends who, as kindly as I can put it, seems smarter than the other group. Right. So I'm like, I'm out, right? All that stuff that he loved, man, I could not stand.
Well, and then there's games like the Game of Life. Now, you would think that the Game of Life would be a fun game to play, but ultimately, it's not fun. But we had it in one end of our apartment, like I was 19 years old, 18 years old, bunch of guys. We had all kinds of games. We play them all the time. Backgammon was one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. But with the Game of Life, the goals, especially at that point in time, we're all single, we're all going out, we're all hooking up, you know what I mean? We're all doing all these things, we're drinking, we're having fun, you know, I want to say 99.9% of us never wanted kids.
Right, we all getting married.
We all have kids, never get married. And those were all the goals of the game.
Sure.
So the goals are like, you have more, like, I don't want a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get married. I don't want a house. I want an apartment on the beach.
The game of life is not fun. I have not played it in years. And then this past Christmas, one of my nieces got it as one of her gifts, right? So her mom's sitting down playing the game with her. I get sucked into this. And I'm like, dude, seriously, like, I don't want to play the game of life. But it is what it is. My niece is 5, 6 years old, whatever. So we're playing this game, and she finds out that you just find out things along the way. She has insurance. That was good, right? All these kinds of things. But the kid doesn't really understand. But one thing that kids do understand, roughly speaking, is money. Now, she misread this card. So this card, you are a teacher. As a kid, she's real excited because kids love their teachers. And you're making $240,000 a year. And I'm like, that can't be right. And she's like, no, that's what the card said. I said, man, there's not a teacher, not in this country, making $240,000 a year.
West Beverly.
Looked at the card. It was $24,000 a year.
Right? Oh.
So, and all we're doing is explaining what it obviously says.
Where the comma is.
It says $24,000. She could not take this monetary loan. And she melted down. I'm like, even this game sucks. Like, I'm playing.
But you got $24,000.
She understood. Look, it's the game of life.
She just lost 200.
The other stuff that she had accrued under making $240,000, this game would be easier for her. Making $24,000.
Sure it would be.
Right. And we're like, that's why they call it the game of life? Because, right, that sucks.
Right.
Right. You can't pay for crap. You got to make the decisions.
Do you know why you don't go to private school?
Right. This is what life, that's why they call it the game. You get no sympathy from us.
I like the idea that this game's being played outside, and she's crying, and you're like, that's why they call it the game of life. And you just, like, flick out a cigarette.
Put it out on her forehead. Like, whoa, and that's pain.
Like, yeah, it's the game of life. Welcome to it.
Later, I'm going to teach you grief.
What game can you not play anymore and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.